My name is Rolando Pena. People know me as Roy. I am the service manager at Clifford's Car Care. I started working at Clifford's at 14 years old. My grandfather, Lubin Rendon, served the military in World War II. His background when he came out of the military was being a mechanic. My father, he was a sergeant in Vietnam, and when he came out of the military, his background was also repairing vehicles. And so my father, my uncles, my brothers, cousins, we all stem from auto repairs, from paint and body to restoring to drivability. And so I have a good sense of what it takes to fix a car and repairing vehicles. When I first started working for Clifford, I started, you know, doing the general service stuff, replacing batteries, alternators, starters, mopping floors, cleaning bathrooms and whatnot. And Clifford had one day, it came to me and said, "Why don't you smile?" That was his question to me. "Do you not like what you do?" And I told him that, no, I actually don't enjoy doing what I'm doing. And then Clifford told me, "Well, then just go up front and start to order parts, file paperwork, call the customers and let them know their cars are ready." So I did. And I went inside the office and I started doing that type of work. At that point, Clifford said that he noticed there was a smile on my face again. And I was smiling. I enjoyed what I did. And so then Clifford, at one point, he told me, "Roy, today you're going to sell your first repair." And I told Clifford, "I don't think I can do it." And he said, "Well, you're going to do it. And I'm going to be on the other side of the phone. And I'm going to muscle the phone. And I'm going to hear you have this conversation with this man. And I want you to sell this job." And so at that point, I started, you know, saying a prayer. And I said, "Please, God, just let this man ask me no questions whatsoever. And just say yes to the repair and the dollar amount that I asked for." Sure enough, the guy wanted to know everything about the repair. And so then I'm just young, inexperienced, don't know what I'm doing, scared. The man was getting frustrated. I looked over at Clifford's office and he is red to his face, crying, laughing, with his hand still over the phone on the mouthpiece, nearly falling on the ground. And he would not save me. And so this customer, I guess, got frustrated and said, "Go ahead and fix it. I'll talk to Cliff when I get there." And so when I got off, I told Cliff, I said, "Cliff, you didn't save me." He said, "No, but look at you now. You sold everything you got your hands on." And the reason why I sold everything I got my hands on is because Clifford had a lot of trust and belief in me. At that point, I told myself I was going to get myself educated on every repair before I called that customer. I really believe the customers can actually see our compassion and the belief that we are delivering a product based on truth and based on heartfelt or even believing in the person that they are entrusting the repair with, that they're coming from a good place. My friends become my customers, and my customers also become my friends. My name is Rolando Pena. They call me Roy, and it would be my pleasure to serve you.